It's Friday, the 30th of May, and I'm Tona Takavila with your 5 p.m. news. Street vendors along the unfinished Ongos Enias Peter Nanyemba Road in Windhoek Savannah informal settlement have called on authorities to fast-track construction. The Namibia Press Agency reports that the 6.2-kilometer road under construction for 3 years now has made little to no progress, leaving traders frustrated and worried about lost income. The project is valued at 380 million Namibia dollars. Then the United States has placed Namibia on a level 2 travel advisory, urging its citizens to exercise increased caution due to rising crime and unspecified health concerns. The U.S. State Department warns of growing incidents of violent and petty crime in urban areas like Windhoek. Other countries in the region with the same alert level include South Africa and Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump's ally, pastor Mark Burns, has warned South Africa to pull away from BRICS if there are plans to create a currency with the aim to devalue the dollar. Burns was speaking to SA News Media Newsroom Africa.
BRICS is very important, right? And that is something that I would most definitely, ask President Ramaphosa to really think about. BRICS, Britain, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, this notion of creating a currency that devaluates the American dollar is not good. It's not good with that ideal or that political stance. If it's about trading with those nations, that's great. If it's about devaluating the American dollar, that is no good.
Staying on the continent, former Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila appeared for the first time in public in rebel-held territory in the country's volatile east on Thursday, meeting with religious leaders in what participants told Reuters was a push for peace. Sean Hogan has more.
Kabila, who has been out of the country since 2023, met with religious leaders at his residence near Goma, which was seized by Rwanda-backed M23 rebels earlier this year. He is wanted in Congo for alleged crimes against humanity, for supporting the insurgency in the east, including a role in the massacre of civilians. Bishop of Goma, Joel Amurani, said Kabila's message in their meeting was a push for peace.
And French President Emmanuel Macron says France and its allies may have to impose sanctions on Israel if it continues to block humanitarian aid into Gaza. He also stressed the urgent need for countries to officially recognize a Palestinian state.
Emmanuel Macron was speaking on Friday at the Shangri-La Dialogue on Defence and Security in Singapore, and his comments come ahead of an expected summit next month in New York, co-hosted by France and Saudi Arabia, where it's expected that the French leader will formally recognise Palestine. He said doing so was a, quote, moral obligation, adding that any future Palestinian state would also have to respect Israel's right to security. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.